This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I am excited about our guest today. We've got Michael Levin, who is a very accomplished writer. He's a New York Times best-selling author, has written, co-written, ghostwritten more than 100 books. 11 are national bestsellers. I remember him first from ABC's Shark Tank on the first season, where he did very well and was very liked by the judges. Even though they did not take the deal with him, they were very interested in him and his personality, and he won a lot of people over then. He's also published with Simon & Schuster and Random House and St. Martin's Press, Putnam Berkeley, and many other houses. And his work's been featured for film and TV, including HBO, Disney, ABC, and others. And he's even had a novel, Model Behavior, that was an ABC Sunday Night Disney Movie of the Week. So, Michael, welcome. You've got more contributions with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes.com, Politico, Los Angeles Times, the Boston Globe. And I'm running out of breath.
Everybody gets
Welcome, right. Michael.
Derek, thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you and your listeners.
I got the opportunity to work with you this summer. I had a great experience working with you over the last couple of years of doing lectures on marketing and social media. And I had been working on the writing process for over a year to get this book finished. And when I met you, I really had a 40-page outline for my lectures. And my first meeting with you was just very eye-opening. And you really helped turn around the chapters and give consulting. And it was just one of the most valuable things that I could have done. And so I really appreciate that. And so your guidance allowed me to complete the book and finish writing it with a lot better focus and some really targeted takeaways that are more valuable to the reader.
You know, Derek, that's very nice of you to say. And when I'm with a client, the first thing we do is we sit down and plan the book, and we do this in a 60 to 90 minute meeting, as you and I did. And we want to get three things clear right away. One is, what is the specific audience for the book? Because there's no such thing as a mass audience today. Even 2/3 of America ignores the Super Bowl, 5/6 don't watch the Oscars. So let's not think being a best-selling author, let's think being a best-earning author. Who writes you checks? Who is the audience you're trying to influence and motivate? What next step do you want them to take with you? And then what body of knowledge is in your head that would convince them to take that next step with you? And these three questions unlock a person's uniqueness. And what I find over and over again is that folks are very, very successful, but they don't always know why they're successful. And they don't always know, or they're too humble, or they just don't even recognize what makes them great. So one of the most exciting things about planning a book in that first session, people walk away on air a lot of the time, I hope so, is that not only do they have a plan for the book, but they've got a very clear sense of who they are as people. And they may never have had that before, how they serve, whom they serve. And it's very exciting for me to help people discover and own their uniqueness, not just in the marketplace, but as human beings. And that's part of the process.
Yeah, that's amazing. And again, with my personal experience, I had you really help me let's wow them, or let's blow their mind at least four times or something to that effect. And that was powerful. And you actually helped me look at some things that I like, how to set a budget and some other things that for me were par for course. And I didn't really, you know, they were just part of a lecture and just something that I always teach. And so it was helpful for me for you to help turn it around and make those wow factors.
Hey, it's Derek Champagne. If your business right now during this crisis is concerned about your revenue streams, your existing customers, new opportunities, I want to encourage you to go to crisismarketingtoolkit.com.